The Pat Kenny Show
with Matter Private Network
on News Talk.
Now we're coming to you live from Áras na Muc Lane. As you can hear, a live audience of students. We're in the cube within the Áras. Outside, the weather is really foul, so we're all snug and well insulated here. We wanted to hear from the students themselves about what it is about college life they love, what they hate, what the challenges are this year. We have with us Joe Mee, who's welfare officer with the Student Union, Darren Nolan, who's a postgraduate student, he's a master's student in journalism, and Gemini Ari is a second year commerce and Irish student and a member of the Cumann Gaeilge Society. So good morning all and welcome. So we'll start with you, Gemma. You are an undergraduate. Where are you from originally? Because as we know, many people attending the University of Galway are not from Galway.
I'm from Donegal, Pat.
From where?
Donegal.
Yeah, I know that, but what part?
Oh, Gweedore. Yeah, it's very big.
From Gweedore. Yeah. So you actually come from an Irish-speaking area?
From the Gaeltacht.
So when you are commuting to the University of Galway, how long does it take?
Oh, bus feedback can take a very long time, between 6 and 6.5 hours, unfortunately.
6.5 hours to get here. Now, therefore, you have to board. Where are you staying at the moment?
I'm staying in Knocknacarra at the moment, in Diggs.
In Diggs. Yep. Was that your first choice, or would you prefer the freedom of external accommodation without a banatee having an eye on you?
Well, I don't mind the banatee. Like, I know
you have
her.
To say that, or you'll be
thrown out. I actually really do like her. I know her from at home. She's from Donegal as well.
Uh-huh.
But I didn't have the opportunity to be in student accommodation, unfortunately. I was on all the waiting lists and I was up in the numbers, but unfortunately I wasn't lucky enough to be.
But at least you have someone who you know and trust as your banatee. That's the main thing. So that is a big challenge. Was it a stress on you when you were coming back for second year that you wanted student accommodation and, you know, you were kind of in limbo?
Yeah, it was a big stress. Like, it was just very hard to know what I was going to do. Was I going to stay with the banatee because I was with her last year as well? Or should I just hold out and wait for the numbers?
And the banatee obviously wants to have someone in the room. So, you know, you can't keep her dangling on forever.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. And like, I'm sure she had a big number of people wanting the room as well. And she's probably holding it for me. And it was a big stress to know what to do.
Okay, but it's sorted now. You've made your decision. You are committed for the next while to Diggs. What's college life like for you?
College life is very busy for me right now. I am the Rooney of the Cumann Gaeilge, so that's the secretary, and it's just all go, 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 go. We have the Oireachtas coming up, so we're trying to get that all sorted. And then with college, then it's all go, 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 and I'm just really enjoying it.
Well, that's good. Now, the news from the budget that the registration fee is going to go down next year to 2,500, but this year there's 1,000 coming off that registration fee. That came out like you were already in the planning stage of your second year when the budget came along. So good news.
Yeah, that's very good news. I'm delighted. Yeah. More money for me.
Is it more money for you? Are you?
Well, maybe not. It'll go out as fast as it came in, I'm sure.
Now Dara, tell me about your situation because you're a postgraduate and not a lot of help for you.
Yeah, that's right, Pat. Well, that fee reduction that you've just mentioned, that won't apply to the likes of me.
Yeah.
My postgraduate fees for this year will be €9,000 and there'll be no reduction at all. Now, there is a slight bump up in the postgraduate fee support for people under SUSE, but I don't qualify for that, unfortunately. I'll be lumping that €9,000 fee without any support at all.
Is it a one-year postgrad course?
One-year full-time postgrad.
Okay, so that's a one-off €9,000 that you have to borrow to carry on.
Yep, that's right. And so I'll be here for 1 year and then I'll be gone. So any supports coming in for 2023 won't apply to me either because I'll already be finished.
Did you do your undergrad here as well?
I did my undergrad here as well, yeah.
Okay, so you're well familiar with all the joys and sorrows of student life in Galway. Accommodation, was that a problem for you, or are you here so long that you have it well sussed?
Well, my situation is I'm from Galway City, and I had a very stern word of conversation with my parents when I was starting my undergrad. Look, you have two great schools here between the IT and the university, and you can stay here because we can't afford to send you anywhere else. So that was the reality for me. Accommodation, thankfully, was never an issue for me. Because
okay, but your CAO form was predetermined.
Yes.
All the choices had to be Galway.
Yeah, there was no other option for me, and I would have loved to have been able to afford to move away from home. I'm financially independent from my parents. I've been working part-time alongside my full-time education since I started, and yet I still can't afford to move out is the unfortunate situation, really.
Yeah, and therefore, because you're living at home, you don't get any help with the rent because you're not paying rent, so you get nothing, zero.
Yeah, unfortunately, really, the budget for me was zero. Like, there is a lot of great developments that have come in to help a lot of students, but in my situation specifically, nothing really at all.
All right, Joe, you are the welfare officer with the University of Galway Students' Union, but what is your academic background?
I'm actually the education officer of the Students' Union, so I've got a fair academic background.
Okay, so tell me, what is coming through your door?
So there's so many different careers from students. A lot of it's housing related. There's a lot of students commuting 2-3 hours from a place like Monaghan. There's other students that came in
every day from Monaghan.
Every day, and they can't find a parking on campus when they come here as well. So that's another issue.
Yeah, I mean, we talked to the president about that earlier, and he said, "Well, you know, we're hoping to be sustainable, and we want public transport. Maybe this bus corridor down University Road to be a part of it." But if you're coming from Monaghan, I'm not sure there are buses that will come direct. You know, the way they do in Dublin from all of the satellites, say to DCU. When I was up on that campus, I saw the buses arriving every day to take people home in the afternoon.
Well, no, like I know I'm from, well, kind of Carrick on Shore area, kind of Tipperary, Kilkenny region, and there's no direct transport for me home. It takes about 4 hours to get home. Now, a lot of students that are commuting are using cars, and obviously, of course, the fuel is affecting them as well.
Sure.
But yeah, no, they're driving down every day, and there's other students that can't find anywhere permanent to live. A lot of international students I've been talking to, they're still in hostels a month or two now, and a lot of them aren't in student accommodations in the hostels even. They're just living night to night or week to week, and they're paying up to $1,500 a month for their accommodation. And
for a standard shared hostel
accommodation.
Trying to do your work, your academic work in that situation, very difficult, I would think.
Students have been putting schedules in place looking for housing. They've actually put schedules in place almost like a job to try and find accommodation. It's not they can't afford it. Now, that's a huge problem for a lot of students, but a lot of students that can afford it just can't find anything at all.
Okay, now the student body probably hasn't increased by that much. So where has all the student accommodation gone? Why has it been eroded?
Well, there's been a huge problem for many, many years in Ireland about the state just hasn't built houses since the 80s and 90s in any substantial way.
No, but is it that those private houses that used to be occupied by students, you might have 5 or 6 students sharing a house, that the kind of rent that is now on offer in the private sector is too tempting and people have opted out of student accommodation?
Well, no, it's just a general housing crisis. The city has been, there's a lot of new people coming into the city and there's just not the houses to support them. The population's growing in the country and there hasn't been housing substantially made for 10, 20 years by the state. So there needs to be a huge state building project, particularly houses for students. There needs to be student accommodation built and that takes the pressure out of the external market as well. So they need to build housing. They also need to enforce the new legislation that's coming in for Airbnb. If they do that and enforce the new legislation coming in on the 3rd of November, that means they have to have a certain type of planning permission to stay renting. If they enforce that and really enforce it, then that will clear up a huge amount of housing for students and for the wider community in Galway.
Some of the texts coming in. I went to university in Galway, worked 30 hours a week while doing so for 5 years, all weekend and every evening. I walk through Galway City every day and every pub, cafe, restaurant and shop has a sign saying staff wanted. Students can and should work to pay their way through college and therefore will benefit from the tax break. What about that?
Students do work in college. Students work 30 hours a week, 40 hours a week in college, full-time jobs. They shouldn't. Education should be a priority and the state should fund education. We have the highest fees in Europe, even with this giveaway budget, that we still have the highest fees in the European Union. So students should not be working. It's a full-time commitment college. Then education should not be impacted on how much they have to work. And students from higher economic brackets don't have to work. So basically, it's just a way of impoverishing poor students, making sure that their education, they cannot fully engage with their education because they have to work. That's not acceptable and never should be.
Well, Dara, what do you say to that? Because you've been that soldier. You've worked all the time.
I think it's really a misunderstanding of what the reality is for students who work to pay their way. I'm thinking of one friend of mine in particular who I know works several jobs, all of them paying, and is paying rent here, unlike myself. And she's working tirelessly alongside her full-time education to make sure that she's paying her rent, but she's still not earning enough to be paying tax. She's earning enough to pay her way through her rent and her fees, but not enough to pay tax, so she's not benefiting from that credit. So I really think that's just a misunderstanding of what the reality is. Students are working, students are in full-time education, and they're still not qualifying for things like that tax credit.
Yeah, in the United States, it would be fairly typical that people work outside the college and do college work, not obviously the Ivy League where you get well-heeled people or scholarship people, but a lot of students, that's their reality. And even then they emerge from college with massive debt. That's the truth of it. Another text. You think you're bad here, re students. Well, in Edinburgh, students have to get out of their accommodation while the fringe is on. Extraordinary. And then they're allowed back. Nowhere for them to go, as everywhere is booked out. Another one, Susie Grant is based on gross income of parents. Student fees are 3K net plus rent and no tax credit. It's crazy, because if whoever's paying it, the student themselves, if they're working or their parents, it's from after-tax income those registration fees are paid. Any of you or all of you could be Minister for Education, what would you do?
I put in place serious investment in student housing. I'd reduce the fee, so students, well, the contribution charge, as they call it, because it's the highest in European Union as of now. That needs to change. I'd put a lot of investment into hybrid learning models, so students that are commuting can have a limited number of days on campus, and it makes it easier for them. And yeah, that's what I'd do if I had the opportunity to do so.
All right, and you, Gemma?
I would have to agree with Joe. Like, that's a very good statement he said there. Like, there just needs to be more investment into education, full stop. Yeah.
One of the issues, of course, Dara, is that you're all in your studies at the moment and there's an imperative to do all of these things. Once you go into the workforce and start paying tax, people take a, you know, slightly different view of where money should be spent.
Yes, absolutely. And I suppose just to piggyback a little bit off what Joe and Gemma said there, student accommodation, I think, is the fundamental issue. And I think just investment in affordable student accommodation would be what's important.
The problem, though, as I adverted to there, by the time it's built, even the stuff that's shovel ready, you're all gone out of college. So, you know, you don't get to benefit from the things that you lobby for.
Yes, and I think that's really the issue. There was a protest here organized by our students' union against the accommodation crisis. And I think the overriding sentiment there was enough is enough. And enough is enough right now, Pat. Enough isn't enough in 2023 or onwards. It's an issue that's for the now, and it's an issue that doesn't seem to be being solved in the short to medium term.
All right. Look, thank you all for joining us here. Dara Nolan and Gemini Ari. Thank you very much for contributing to our programme.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Matter Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.